Spicer continued reading. "I'm tempted to fly down there and confront those evil people myself. And your uncle, what a loser. Rich people like him think they can just send money and not get involved. As I told you, my father was quite wealthy, and he was the most miserable person I've ever known. I've enclosed a check for $1,000 if you need anything from the commissary. Ricky, I can't wait to see you in April. I've already told my wife that there is an international diamond show in Orlando that month, and she has no interest in going with me."
"April?" asked Beach.
"Yep, Ricky is certain he'll be released in April."
"Ain't that sweet," Yarber said with a smile.
"And Curtis has a wife and kids." "Curtis is 58, 3 adult children, 2 grandchildren.
Where's the check?" asked Beach. Spicer flipped the sheets of stationery and went to page 2.
"I think about you every hour. I keep your photo hidden in my desk drawer, and when I look into your eyes, I know that we should be together."
"When are we going to bust him?" Yarber asked.
"Let's swap a few more letters. Ricky needs to share some more misery."
"Maybe one of the guards could beat him up or something like that," Beach said.
"They don't have guards," replied Spicer. "It's a designer rehab clinic, remember? They have counselors."
"Okay, what if Ricky got attacked in the shower or the locker room by some goon who wanted his body?"
"It can't be a sexual attack," Yarber said. "That might scare Curtis. He might think Ricky caught a disease or something."
And so the fiction went on for a few minutes, as they created more misery for poor Ricky. His photo had been lifted from the bulletin board of a fellow inmate and copied at a quick print by their lawyer, and had now been sent to more than a dozen pen pals across North America. The photo was of a smiling college grad, in a navy cap and gown, holding a diploma. A very handsome young man. It was decided that Beach would work on the news story for a few days, then write a rough draft of the next letter to Curtis. Beach was Ricky, and at that moment their little tormented fictional boy was writing his tales of misery to 8 different caring souls. Justice Yarber was Percy, also a young man locked away for drugs, but now clean and nearing release, and looking for an older sugar daddy with whom to spend meaningful time. Percy had 5 hooks in the water and was slowly reeling them in. Gilroy Spicer didn't write very well. He coordinated the scam, helped with the fiction, kept the story straight, and met with the lawyer who brought the mail. And he handled the money. He pulled out another letter and announced,
"This, Your Honors, is from Quince."
Everything stopped as Beach and Yarber stared at the letter. Quince was a wealthy banker in a small town in Iowa, according to the 6 letters he and Ricky had swapped. He had been their second catch, the first having become suspicious and disappearing.
"Would you like to read it, Ricky boy?"
Spicer asked, handing the letter to Beach, who took it and looked at the envelope. Plain white, no return address, typed lettering.